This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, after a rather cool start to the week, temperatures will warm to slightly above normal the rest of this week across the Columbia Basin. The upper level low that brought the unseasonably cool air is moving east. You can plan on a southwest flow to develop over the area this week, which will bring warmer air back to the region. The higher temperatures will help summer crops to continue developing and winter grains to continue ripening and more combines to start rolling. The dryness, though, will stress pastures, which for the most part have seen less than half the normal amount of rain the last 30 days. The dry weather has been good for hay drying and cherry picking, though. Crop water use these next 7 days should total near normal for early to mid-July. Tall alfalfa, spring grains, potatoes, peaches, and apples will need between 1 3/4 and 2 inches. Lawns and melons will use around 1.5 inches. Hay balers and wheat harvesters can expect humidity to be rather low today in the 20 to 25% range, but should be a little higher in the 25 to 35% range Wednesday through Saturday. If you need to spray, you can expect winds to be mainly under 10 miles per hour, except a little stronger in the Kittitas Valley. You know, July is normally our warmest month, but looking out these next 2 to 3 weeks, there does not appear to be any extreme heat episodes forming. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.